Purim chapter 4, Mishnah 4, Ketzat Shavu LaNashim VeLaNashim. How is this hermaphrodite treated like both men and women? Chayavim al Makasa, a person incurs guilt if a person hits this hermaphrodite, as if they hit any other normal man or woman, VeKil Lasso, and also if a person curses this hermaphrodite, Kanashim VeKanashim. Just like if he curses anybody else, any other normal man or woman, he would incur liability. He would incur that very same liability for hitting or cursing the hermaphrodite. Vahorgo shoge goyle, if a person kills the hermaphrodite unintentionally, and we'll go into that in detail in Masechet Machkos, but if he kills it, then he goes into exile. There's certain scenarios where if a person kills unintentionally, he goes into exile. So over here, he would also go into exile if he kills unintentionally. Umezid, and if he kills the hermaphrodite intentionally, then Neherak, then the court would put him to death. Kanashim v'kanashim, just as if any other person had been killed. Furthermore, v'imot mavia alav korban kanashim v'kanashim, his mother after his birth would bring a sacrifice. A woman in those days after giving birth, one of the things she would do after her impure days and then her pure days, so she would bring a certain sacrifice. And after this hermaphrodite is born, his mother would also bring a sacrifice, just like any other child. He can eat any holy things which are normally eaten outside in the provinces. For example, truma, which only, or challah, which only a kohen can eat. All kohanim, you know, in Eretz Yisrael could eat truma and challah. So this hermaphrodite, even though if we don't know if it's a male or a female, can still eat the truma and the challah. And he inherits all the inheritance, as do men and women, meaning that if he's the only heir, he takes all of the inheritance. We don't try and see now if it's a man or a woman or what to do. So this hermaphrodite would inherit all of the inheritance.